On the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, about half of all Native households depend on home-based enterprises for income. Many are some form of traditional arts. But many artists living on the reservation lack ways to meet buyers. Jeffrey Brown reports on a mobile effort that's tackling these challenges with a retrofitted bus, part of our series, American Creators.
It's called the Rolling Res Arts Bus, part arts center, school, bank, and business incubator, rolling through this sprawling section of southwestern South Dakota.
The art is what brings people together.
Filmmaker and painter Brian Parker manages the Rolling Res Arts Program for the nonprofit First Peoples Fund, which launched the bus in 2016 with grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and other foundations. It's a simple idea, using a converted airport shuttle bus as a means to reach and help indigenous artists in some of the poorest counties in the nation to sketch out new career paths.
Having the resources and those opportunities, you know, lets them know that I can take myself a little bit more seriously and I can try to actually do this as a business. I can try to be a professional artist.
Pine Ridge, home to the Oglala Sioux tribe, is enormous. A 3,000 square mile reservation of arid lands, long plagued by high unemployment and few economic opportunities.
Well, so how hard is it to survive as an artist living here?
One of the biggest challenges is the distance. And, you know,
just how big this place is, yeah, and hard to get around.
Yeah, how big, how rural it is. And so the opportunities, you know, become less because the distance is so great.
A recent study showed that most Native artists live below the poverty line, and more than 60% of artists starting out report incomes of less than $10,000 a year.
We're living in extreme poverty conditions here, 60 to 70% unemployment.
Gus Yellowhair is a longtime artist living and working on Pine Ridge. He now teaches both traditional and contemporary art classes aboard the Rolling Res bus.
Our culture at one time was a very mobile culture. They called us, warriors of the plains, being a very mobile, lightweight. And so I think that's what Rolling Res Arts, bringing that technology, the computer, you know, the supplies, the knowledge into the communities and providing that to our community members. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Classes on the bus are open to both children and adults of all skill levels. Lessons so far have included basic photography, alternative printmaking techniques, and traditional quill and beadwork.
When I'm working with the rawhide.
Recently, we watched Yellowhair give a lesson to Donald Brave in the use of rawhide, animal skin, one of the earliest canvases used by Native artists. And on more practical matters, from pricing to shipping.
If you're going to send a delicate item, then you need to package it, you know, so that it's safe, it arrives safely.
Rolling Res puts the focus on making a living as well as making art.
You know, you can create the bigger items, you know, like the huge paintings or whatever it is that you're doing. But you want to make the small items as well, the $10, $20 lower end items. You know, because people might not be, they might be just passing through, you know.
But $10, $20, $30
yeah.
Makes a difference.
Makes a difference, it does. That's gas money.
That's, you know? Gas money.
That's gas, yeah. Money too. Every little bit helps here, here on Pine Ridge.
Brave is eager to work with older artists here. He's early in his career and, it turns out, just sold his first piece of artwork for $50.
What I'm hoping to do is I'm hoping to tell a story with my art, you know. I wanna instill the values and the morals of Lakota culture into my artwork. You know, it's not that at that stage yet, but it will be.
Beyond transportation and training, the project also offers banking services through a partnership with the Lakota Federal Credit Union. Shayna Ferguson is a manager and loan officer.
Most of our people on the reservation are unbanked or underbanked. You know, they were
unbanked mean
nothing, never had an account. We did surveys when we first started in 2012, and 60% of everybody has never had an account before. They weren't familiar with the concept of banking and of saving money or just depositing or balancing a checkbook. You know, we have to get our members out of the idea of hiding money in your you know, shoes, in your closet.
Lakota Federal Credit Union now has more than 2,500 members and is helping artists on Pine Ridge establish credit.
They can definitely come here for a loan, especially, you know, artists starting out. Maybe they want to eventually move on to stuff like having, you know, a vehicle, transportation, to getting around, to delivering your artwork, or even just showcasing your artwork. That's an important step here because I know it's not readily available.
Back on the bus, I asked Gus Yellowhair why art remains important on Pine Ridge.
So every culture has stories. They have art. They have ways of expressing themselves and telling about their history. And so that's why I think it's very important for artists here on Pine Ridge to be able to express themselves, to tell who we are as a nation of people, and that we have a history as well.
The next step, the First People's Fund just broke ground on a new art center to expand its work in artistic and entrepreneurial education. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota.